This morning we'll be reading from the book of Isaiah and the book of Hebrews. This is Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. For the mountains may depart and the hills may be removed, but my steadfast love will not depart from you, and my covenant of peace will not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. And from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. These are our sacred stories. We are surrounded by our great cloud of witnesses, those who've impacted our journeys and helped to create the people we are always becoming. Our communion with the saints, the souls, never ends. Death ends a life, but not a relationship. We are surrounded by our great cloud of witnesses. Something of their essence still flows through us. Something of their lives lives in us. Something of their courage and endurance empowers us still. Courage. We read this morning from Isaiah, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. My covenant of peace will not depart, says the Lord, who has compassion for you." The passage continues, "O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with rubies. I will make your gates of sparkling jewels and all your walls of precious stones. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be removed. It will not come near you. I will rebuild you. All your children will be taught, and great will be their peace. Tyranny will be far from you. Terror will be removed. You will have nothing to fear." I have needed these promises. I have needed the courage of my saints, the love that remains from those no longer living. I have needed to be surrounded by their courage, their love, their strength. We have had much to grieve this year. Personal losses, devastating storms of wind and water and fire have destroyed lives and homes and peace of mind. Mass shootings and violent attacks have taken lives and injured and left us grieving and shaken. Wars and people fleeing from war-torn countries. Refugees dying in the waters, trying to get to safety. I have needed my saints, my souls. I have needed to know that we are surrounded by a love that can never die. Death does not release us from being in community with one another. Even when we are separated, the love remains. On this day, as we remember the people who impact our journeys and help to create the people we are and the people we are becoming, we will pray for comfort. We will pray that we can focus on the love that remains, that we will continue to walk through the pain of difficult relationships, the pain of loss, the pain of abandonment. We will pray that we will walk together as a community through this time of remembrance and hold each other in our care and comfort. And we will pray for courage. Courage that surrounds us and will help us to rebuild, help us to teach our children the ways of peace, help us to move through our fear, to see an end of tyranny and terror. God promises that even if the mountains are removed and the hills are departed, God's covenant of peace, God's steadfast love, these will remain. We know this to be true. We know in our grief and our devastation, our fear and our desperation, God's steadfast love lives on. We experience it in our cloud of witnesses, surrounding us with courage and giving us hope. In just a moment in our prayer, you will have the opportunity to name your saints, your souls, to name those surrounding you that you wish to remember today. We will all speak names at the same time. Say whatever names you need to say. Please pray with me. Your steadfast love endures forever, O God. We thank you for surrounding us with the love of those who are no longer living, but who will be with us always. Amen.